the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ comes to the coastal city of the Gadarenes. He has just healed many people, and even commanded the elements by taming the wind on the Sea of Galilee. Two men possessed by unclean spirits come out to meet him, and the whole city is afraid of them. And the demon-possessed men, or rather the spirits that were within them, cry out in a loud voice, "Why have you come, Jesus, to torment us before the time? If you want to expel us, then let us enter the herd of pigs grazing near the lake." And the Lord said one word, "Go." And the demons left the man and entered the animals, and the herd of pigs threw themselves over the precipice into the abyss of the lake, and they died. Then, as if these events weren't surprising enough, something truly surprising occurs. All the people of the city come out to meet the Lord when they hear about what happened. But what are they asking for? That the Lord will bless them? Or enter their city and change their lives? Or prophesy to them the word of his divine truth? Instead, we hear that all the inhabitants of the city beg the Savior, "Go away from us. Do not enter our city." Brothers and sisters, what a contradiction. The Lord shows his power. The Lord shows his majesty and his authority. He shows that he can heal a person, and the people beg him to leave. Why does this happen? It's interesting. We don't see any hostility in these people or any aggression towards Jesus. They simply beg him to go away. What we can learn from this is that the Gadarene people were indifferent and apathetic to God. They were unwilling to make room for God in their lives. This is the case, unfortunately, for many people. God shows up in this way or that way, yet people remain indifferent or even apathetic towards him. And why? Because without God, as people say, life is easier. God brings something into our lives that must inevitably change our lives. For once a person accepts God in their life and becomes a believer, they also accept responsibility for their life before God and before other people. Christians are responsible for each day, hour, and minute of our lives. We constantly remember that God gave us this life and gave us the power to live in this world for a purpose, so that we might benefit our own souls and those of our neighbors. This is the high calling of love. To refuse to know God is to refuse this responsibility and to live irresponsibly. Apart from God, we can waste our vitality however we want without thinking about the fact that perhaps the hour when God will call us is already near. And a person living in this state, when thoughts of Christ or the church come, will respond like the demoniacs. "Why have you come before the time to torment us?" Even if there will be a time when you will come, and even if there will be a last judgment, when will that be? Let us live in peace for now. Go away from us. Indifference and apathy to God's presence in the world always leads to an increase in evil. In today's gospel, it opened two men to be possessed and dominated by unclean spirits who drove them to insanity. The herd of swine suffered as well. They threw themselves into the abyss and perished. In a similar way, everyone who's indifferent to God opens the door of their life and their heart to things which are unclean and idle. When we are careless, idle, or concerned only with our relaxation, unclean spirits secretly but truly enter our lives and take the reins of our hearts. And it doesn't matter that a person may not act in the extreme way that the Gadarene demoniacs did. Nonetheless, the spoiler secretly poisons human lives, and sin poisons them, which then causes a person to sink lower and lower and to become more and more spiritually relaxed. And even though a person in this state may not behave aggressively towards others, his soul is nonetheless dying. He's dying for eternal life, and the demons around him are glad. Today's gospel asks us to consider whether we are living with God or without God, and whether we are saying day by day to Jesus, come into my life and act in it, or depart from me and leave me to live the way that I want, according to my earthly concerns, my lusts, and my passions. The Orthodox Church teaches that we choose here on this earth either eternal life or eternal perdition, and that we then live this choice out in front of others. God doesn't come into our lives by force, but when we ourselves open the doors of our hearts to him, when we get on our knees and earnestly ask him to work in our lives, to heal us and to be our God, then we find his presence. And his presence is a healing one. He himself then frees us from every sin and spiritual illness. Like the demoniacs, he casts out all that is unclean within us. One word of Christ God, go, was enough to command what was evil to depart from the demoniacs. And one word is enough for our souls, too, to be healed. But we must invite Jesus Christ into our souls and into our lives. In the previous chapter of Matthew, Jesus says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. How beautiful. In today's epistle, St. Paul also confirms that salvation is open to all. It is within reach for all who turn to him. He writes, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven to bring Christ down to us, or who will descend into the abyss to bring Christ up from the dead? These questions have already been answered, for Christ himself has already done everything. So what is left for us to do? To believe, and to live out our lives as long as they should last, as people of faith or belief, giving the reins of our hearts and the throne of our heart to God, ever growing into the people he wants us to be. When we do so, we experience our salvation as near to hand. St. Paul continues, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Greek verb here is not static, but dynamic. If you are confessing, if you are believing, then, and the next verb is in the future tense, you will be saved. Faith is like a verb. We must be believing. We must be confessing. As was said earlier, we choose or reject Christ now in this life. Then we live out that choice before others for as long as God grants us this life. Brothers and sisters, the time of this life is short and the days are evil. Let us be among those who say in our own lives, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come and abide in us and cleanse us from all impurity, and save our souls. And let us not be like those who say, leave me alone. Don't bother me now. Come back later. Amen.